I'm sorry?
Today, three times. Thank you. This is a once-a-day opportunity for you to connect with the Good Day program. And that now, there are 2, 3, 4 hours that you can use for those of you who have a radio station that maybe only carries a couple of hours a day. Actually, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central every morning. You can stay with us for the entire program by going to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, by the way, or Rich at DougStephan.com, or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Roberta at DougStephan.com, blah, 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 blah. Andrea Metcalf is here. Andrea is our fitness person. I get tired of using the word guru, and I much prefer the Doug Stephan boot camp approach anyway. She's going to tell us about some of the treats that you can get for Halloween that will not add calories or sugar to your diet. Also, some exercise. One of the best things to wear, these heavy outfits that you can find in the costume store. The heavier they are, the more you sweat, the more you lose, the more you get strengthened, and it's really cool. So we'll get to that.
I want to talk to Andrea about these new zombie runs, too.
Zombie runs, okay. Yeah. But first, the tradition is we have to have a little laughter at 10 after. No kidding, we have some redneck slang to deal with in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
All right, so Andrea Metcalf is here, our fitness person, and she likes to laugh. So we're going to give her something to laugh about. Let's give them something to laugh about. Remember that song? That's something to talk about.
Wasn't it talk about?
Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so Jed, I want you to think of yourself as Jed. All right, everybody ready?
Listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Redneck slang. And this is, just sort of envision yourself having Jed talking to his buddies, all right? Mm-hmm. Ready? He makes a reference, let's see here, what's the first, the best one? If you don't behave yourself, I'll slap you so hard your clothes will be out of style.
Oh.
I don't think that's funny.
That's mean.
That woman is cute as a sack of full puppies.
I don't really understand these.
Chirp, chirp.
Let's not be redneck.
All right. If things get any better, I may have to hire someone to help me enjoy it.
Chirp, chirp.
It's so dry, the trees are bribing the dogs. Now, that's funny.
The trees are bribing the dogs?
Yeah. Get it?
I don't get it. Do the dogs bribe the trees?
Dry. No, dry. Dogs pee on trees.
Oh, dry. I thought you said bribe.
Dry.
No.
No, I did say. I said it's so dry, the trees are bribing the dogs. Okay.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Wintry roads are said to be slicker than otter snot.
That's funny. That sounds like something.
That's probably a good one.
Okay, so let's stop there then, because I'm not liking the reaction to
Do you want to hear the funniest one that my grandmother used to say?
Yeah,
I don't
even
know if it's radio appropriate, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
Go for it, yeah.
When a woman, like if I had red lipstick on, she'd come up to me and she goes, "Honey, your mouth looks like a chicken's butt at pokeberry time."
Really? That was funnier than anything I said.
God, I miss her.
Uh-huh. Where's Bubba Ma when we need her? So, Andrea is going to give us some tips on Halloween treats and costumes and basically how you can get the best physical aspects, the best physical routine out of your Halloween experience coming right up here on Good Day.
How How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at QLSkipAYear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later. Adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
And the Doug Steffen app you can download as well for all kinds of them. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio, Doug Steffen, all these things. Find the app and enjoy it. Here's a lady who's got a lot of apps. How many apps do you have, Andrea Metcalf?
Well, how many apps do I like? Or I only have a couple apps on there with fitness class on the iPad and Naked Fitness recipe book. But, yeah.
Oh, those are good. Those are cool. Easy to download. You go to AndreaMetcalf.com and get more info, right?
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about Halloween. Treats that don't add calories. You've been blogging on that. And the reason that you are, because you're interested in people in their shape, if you have too much of this stuff. This is really the season that starts. We were talking about this earlier today. From now on, especially Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, the poundage does have a tendency to set on and stay on. So you're here trying to help people think about what they can do to avoid adding calories and sugar to their diet, correct?
That's right. You know, and I'm not trying to take the fun out of Halloween and trick-or-treating, but I know myself that if I go out and I buy the fun size Snickers and Kit Kats and Nestle's Crunch Bars, that chances are I'm probably going to eat a little bit more than I should have those because they're not usually in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to this year, you know, although Snickers, you know, two mini ones, 160 calories, or even, you know, the Tootsie Pops are less calories. There's only 50 calories in three mini Tootsie Pops, which is a serving. Either one of those costs anywhere from 17 to 33 cents to hand that out to the kids. So maybe think of something different. Target, I walked into, he had a ton of ideas from, you know, little spiders to mini Play-Doh to those little, remember those parachute jumpers? You take them as a kid, you throw them up in the air, and then the parachute goes. So it ends up creating an experience. And so I just want people to maybe think this year, not everybody has to give away the candy. Maybe you could be one of the people to give away the glow stick bracelets. Those come in at around 3 to 5 cents instead of just candy. Maybe think of some other things you can treat the kids with.
But do not be the creepy guy who gives away a dime. Even though that's probably better and more valuable, you're still the creepy guy that's giving away a dime. I don't know.
Yeah, a dime. God, I'm hoping it's at least a quarter this year. But you're right, with the economy, it could be a dime or a penny. But just think about that. And for the people that you know, there's always nice to do a caramel apple or something. For the people that you know, not for every kid on the block, that's scary too. And then the other thing is, get out there with your families and go to these haunted houses and corn mazes.
Wow.
Remember what it's like, even as an adult, to go and do some of these more active fall Halloween activities, because they're only around once a year.
Right. I mean, I think that's part of what I wanted you to sort of focus on, the way you can get good exercise out of your Halloween experience. There are some heavy uniforms that you can wear, or you bring a backpack or that sort of thing, because it is an opportunity for kids to get some, and adults as well, to get some good exercise.
That's true. Well, and you know, like, I think it was Jen was asking about the zombie runs. There's a couple of different zombie runs going around this time of year. Ones where they have the zombies actually chase you while you're running, and then others are obstacle courses where they kind of pop out. So use this time of year to get out, be active, and try and maybe change the treat up this year to something that's a little bit healthier, mm-hmm. so that you're not being the one who's getting treated.
One of the things that is at DougStephan.com today, our video of the day, an extreme sport of sorts. I wonder how much exercise. I don't know if you've looked at this, Andrea, or not. Andrea, I've done that how many times over the years? Andrea Metcalf is our fitness person. The interest that there is in horse boarding, you ride on some kind of a skateboard while being pulled at a pretty high rate of speed by a horse and a rider. I always wondered, actually, the exercise horse, I don't think people realize what great exercise it is to ride a horse. You ride horses, don't you?
I do. I think horseback riding is great fun and definitely burns some calories, too. It's a good exercise. But, you know, I've seen a little bit of the skateboarding with the horses and then with cars. I don't know if you see the video with the skateboarder who then had a deer run him over.
No, I did, I did not see that.
Skateboarder with a deer. Google that one.
Really?
Yeah, they're going behind a car at high rates of speed, so that deer runs out.
Oh, yeah. I think I did see that now that you mention it. Okay, one other item that's at DougStephan.com. There are parents who are complaining about free yoga classes because the parents feel that yoga indoctrinates youngsters into a religion. I wonder what your experience is, if you've ever encountered this aspect of this complaint aspect of yoga, because more and more people are taking yoga classes, and most people like you who are fitness instructors think that yoga is great.
You know, yoga's become so much more mainstream, and it's no longer just about a spiritual religion. Yoga, just like Pilates, just like a lot of sports, are trying to make a mind-body connection with breathing and having you calm your mind. But I'm not quite sure where those classes are taking place that are brainwashing or anything. I certainly haven't heard or read anything about that, but don't be afraid. Do it with your kids if you're nervous about the program. Because if you're there with them, then you won't have to worry about what's going on.
All right. Check the story out of today's show section of DougStephan.com. Check out Andrea at NakedFitness.com. The Doug Stephan Boot Camp every week at this time, courtesy of Andrea. Thank you very much as well. From all of us, we wish you well. We wish everybody more exercise you get, the stronger you are, the better you're going to feel, and the less chance you're going to have to put on weight. If you have put on weight, though, and you want to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks, the answer is Axia 30, AXIA 30, a new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula that has been clinically shown with the special ingredients that are in it to help you lose weight and keep those little extra pounds off. So if you're on a roller coaster with your weight, do yourself a favor. Call 800-525-8345 for a 3-month trial with Axia 30. You'll buy 3 months supply of Axia 30. You'll get a 4th month free. You use it. If you don't lose 30 pounds in the 3 months, you get your money back. 800-525-8345. Tremendously good weight loss results with Axia 30. 800-525-8345 is the number to call.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Geico.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Love it.
Ellie Mae Horn's Street.
Right. I resemble that remark.
Anyway, the birthdays today include Dwight Yoakam, who was born on this day 56 years ago. Songwriter and singer.
Name, Yoakam?
Dwight Yoakam is his real name. Y-O-A-K-A-M. Born in the state 1956.
He's become a good little actor, 56. Too.
Has he? In what? What's he been in?
He was a creepy guy in a movie.
Sling Blade,
that's what it was. Yeah.
Michael's got it. Yeah. He's got a song called South of Cincinnati, I always remember from working in Cincinnati. So happy birthday to him. Next up on the list is Weird Al Yankovic. This is his biggest hit.
Yes, it is.
White and Nerdy. The one I like best is Eat My Bologna.
That's a good one.
Yep. And he's got another one called Eat It.
Eat It, sure.
That one I remember rides. That one, yeah. Based on Beat It, yep.
Another one rides the bus.
Another one rides the bus.
I love Rocky Road.
I do love Rocky Road.
I lost on Jeopardy.
All of my action figures.
Like a surgeon.
He's really good, though. I mean,
life is just silly.
Right, just silly. Why not? Right? Football player Doug Flutie, who's from my neck of the woods, Natick, Massachusetts. Heisman Trophy winner in 1984. Played for the Canadian Football League. And then the Buffalo Bills, the San Diego Chargers. Somewhat of a local hero here in my area of Massachusetts. Jimmy Wayne's birthday is today. You have to tell me about him, Jennifer, because I don't know much about him.
You know, this was his big hit.
Yeah.
I don't think he had a lot, but this was a big hit for him.
All right. Take your word for it. Detroit Tigers pitcher Jim Bunning. Actually, he played for the Phillies in Pittsburgh and L.A. He is a U.S. Senator from Kentucky at the moment, born in the state in 1931.
Go Detroit.
He played for Detroit? No, because they won last night.
Yeah, and well, no, they're going to the World Series.
Yeah. All right, so Jim Bunning, happy birthday to him. Chichi Rodriguez is a golf of Hall of Famer. Anyway, what is it called? Probably called the Golf Hall of Fame, right? So he would be a Golf Hall of Famer by definition.
Sure.
Has the most consecutive wins on the Senior PGA Tour, established a Pro-Am tournament, and the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital of Puerto Rico. So good for him. And I remember him going to state in 1935. My father was a big fan of his. Jessica Stroop.
Oh, yeah, 90210.
Aaron on 90210. How do we know? I don't know much more about her.
She's actually gotten very famous in the tabloids. People will, you know, comment on her fashions and all that stuff.
Why?
She's like a little young starlet.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Pele's birthday is today as well.
Oh, Pele.
Brazilian soccer star. Most wins. Most winning teams. Most career goals in international competition. Most career hat tricks. I wonder how his head is. And I mean that facetiously. I wonder how his head is. You know how I am off on all the stuff that has to do with head injuries and how careless we are about it. Soccer players have no defense whatsoever. And they use their head to stop a ball that's going 40, 45 miles an hour. Can you imagine what that does to your neck? What that does to your skull? What that does to what's inside your skull? Your brain?
Rattles you around a little bit.
Oh, my God. It really is horrible stuff. So anyway, that info, courtesy of me, who always wants to grind on that every chance that I get. The Doug Stephan Good Day program with a story coming up on a jeweler in Iowa who has a celebration as the hunting season gets started. How many people are hunters? 800-510-8255. Are you a hunter, and are you involved in hunting season? Are you shooting deer, turkeys, quail, pheasants? And if you are a hunter,
your
tell
neighbors.
Us why. Yeah, 28 past the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
All right, so you heard this story, Jennifer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which story?
Well, this is the beginning of the hunting season in many states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in Iowa, apparently they're trying to get the folks there to be excited. And so if you're going to get married or you're buying jewelry for any reason, the fall promotion at this jewelry store in Iowa is to buy a ring and get a gun.
That's right.
Right?
Hey, what a deal. Isn't that cool? Something for the girl, something for the guy. I love it.
It's Jewelry by Harold in North Liberty, Iowa. Kicks off the first buy her a diamond and get a free gun. Fun is more important than anything else, says the fellow who runs the store. Hunting season has started. I thought this would be a cool thing to do. Let's do something for the boy who doesn't like to hunt for diamonds, but likes to hunt for deer. So anybody who buys a diamond ring before the end of this month will receive a voucher to pick up a Remington 870 hunting rifle.
That's awesome.
So what is, I don't know what an 870 hunting rifle is. Does anybody know?
I have no idea, but it's awesome that you get a free gun.
All right, so somebody call and tell me about a Remington 870 hunting rifle, what that's all about. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines, no used information. It's all a fresh stuff. Get a fresh start on your day. Such a good day for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer, we are talking about a jeweler in Iowa who's offering guns to customers who buy an engagement ring. You got to spend $1,999 on the ring in order to get a free gun. So I guess I was thinking, by the way, there's another jeweler. This was Iowa's jeweler in Georgia who makes a similar offer. So this is not new, not unique, been done before. I was asking about a Remington 870 hunting rifle. Who has one of those and how do you like it? Winchester's, Remington's. What are some of the other big names in guns?
Beretta.
Glock.
Glock, right? That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, so as part of this discussion, how does this crazy guy in Milwaukee, wasn't it Milwaukee where he shot up the hair salon, killed his wife?
Was it Milwaukee? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was Milwaukee, right? So this guy is a lunatic, and pretty much everybody knows he's a lunatic, angry, crazy, and yet he still can buy a gun. How does that happen? 800-510-8255. I think there ought to be an ideological test for gun ownership, frankly. I was thinking back to the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. I was thinking of the attack on that Sikh temple this summer. That was another, that's near Milwaukee, too, isn't it? Wasn't that near Milwaukee? It was Milwaukee, right?
Yep.
So do you think your elected officials need to do something? 800-510-8255. Demand Congress. Well, I think there needs to be some way of stopping the ability of dangerous people getting guns. There is a federal program that supplies these people with weapons. Imagine. I mean, your tax dollars are being used on a program that helps convicted felons, convicted domestic abusers, terrorists, anybody who wants to get a gun. I'm looking at some other stories here. I've just kind of culled a number of these stories about these crazy people, the neo-Nazis, the racists, the people who are really, really into this crazy stuff. monitoring service is a website. And the fellow who bought the gun that shot things up in Wisconsin at that temple, he was an Army veteran, you can get a hold of where people go with their websites, and he's been all over the place on some of these crazy websites. The white supremacist groups, there's a group called End Apathy, another one called Stormfront, another one called Hammerskin Nation. And if there's any, this is so sick, if there's any way of figuring out how to put an end to these people getting guns. The feds ban gun ownership by felons, by illegal drug users, by people convicted of misdemeanors like domestic violence, anybody committed to a mental institution, or adjudicated as a member, as a mental defective. There's no ideological test for gun ownership. Even though this guy who shot up Milwaukee was obviously fueled by hate, and most of the people that are involved in these shootings are just full of rage and hate, are they not?
I think that would be why they were shooting everybody. I mean,
Right.
But, I mean, it's also, again, how much government do you want to bring into this kind of thing? Because you would think...
You don't hear me extolling... Yeah, I'm not much, Jennifer, as you know, for government involvement in anything. But I think there are too many people buying these guns, and there has to be some use of some database someplace that can be updated with the names of people who express views that are similar to what Hassan... I mean, many of these people, this guy Page and others, it's not difficult to follow the trail and understand what it is that they are angry about and wonder how it is they get a hold of guns. If they are known to be crazy. And that's why I suggest an ideological test for gun ownership. Anyway, we're talking about guns a little bit, and I got off on my toot because I think far too many people who are unqualified have guns. It's a serious problem in our country. Anybody who doesn't think so, I don't think you're being realistic, frankly. I don't want to take guns away from people who are responsible and who ought to be able to have them for whatever reason. Recreational hunting is a big thing. I know some women now who are taking gun courses to learn how to use guns. And it isn't that they use them for protection. They're fun. They think it's fun to go shooting. I haven't really been in one of those courses for a while. I took the NRA thing. But I wasn't doing it for fun. I don't find it fun. But some people do. Some people find it sexually arousing for whatever the reason. That's probably as much as I want to say about that.
Oh, yeah. Gets your adrenaline pumping.
Right, exactly. All right, here's the opinion question of the hour. That was a factual question.
The opine.
This is an opinion question. Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right.
Ready.
I would like to know your opinion of exotic dancers supporting the troops by sending videos of themselves dancing.
Men and women, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm 800. For it. Why not?
800-510-8255. I would like to know if you think it's a good idea for exotic dancers to send to the men who are on duty in Afghanistan videos of themselves dancing. Do you have a problem with the dancers sending tapes to the troops? 800-510-8255. You a Vietnam vet? You didn't have stuff like that then. And I wonder if you're a wife or a girlfriend, would you have a problem if your husband or your boyfriend got one of these tapes? Because they're being made now. 800-510-8255. I can hear somebody say
I would not.
It's immoral. One point of view is that it's immoral.
Well, first of all, the only person that's going to look at those is the person that would look at them look at something like that anyway. It's not like they're, you know what I mean? So you'd have to be okay with it. It's not like it's going to be forced upon you. It would be there if you wanted to see it. Sure. And as far as, you know, if you were in a relationship with somebody, I personally would be okay with my husband, if he was deployed overseas, watching something like that.
You would?
Yeah, I have no objection.
Why don't you do it yourself, then? Why would you
exactly.
want to
no, I think I think that would be a fun thing. If you could do it yourself, if you wanted to do it yourself, absolutely. But yeah. Some women don't feel comfortable. I personally don't have an issue with the men in my life watching, going to those kind of clubs, as long as it's occasionally. Now, if they're addicts, that's disgusting. But, you know, men do that, and who cares? Go with them. That's what I would do.
Ah, there's an idea. 800-510-8255. Do you support sending our troops videos of women who are exotic dancers? You're a wife of somebody who's in the service, or maybe you've been in the service. Do you have a problem with it? Yes or no? And we're talking about, sort of, we'll backpedal a little to the gun thing, because I know some people want to be heard on that as well. 800-510-8255. And I don't mean this. One of the things that I always have said about people, if they're looking to stir the pot, all they have to do is go down three roads. Talk about abortion, which I don't talk about. Talk about guns, or talk about, what's the third one? The guns.
Strippers. And you've just done two of the three.
There we are. Sean in El Paso, listen to KTSM. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. Hi. I was listening to you there. First off, just to kind of give you a heads up, the a Model 870 is a shotgun.
Oh, it is. Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
It's a pump-action shotgun.
Got it. All right. Thank you for clarifying that.
We got plenty of laws on the books to do with gun ownership where they just need to be enforced is the problem.
I agree with that.
Now, adding anything additional to there, I mean, you
what
can
about
make
a... But the suggestion was to get some kind of a test that you can figure out.
There typically already is.
How does that work?
Some states require you to have had at least a gun safety or a hunter safety course before they allow you to purchase. Mm-hmm. Now,
but is that an idea? But ideology is a different thing.
You don't want to go on ideology, because somebody can make a case that just the fact that you didn't have the knowledge of an A70 being a shotgun, then you're no longer qualified to own a gun. It's completely subjective, and you don't want something that's subjective, because anybody can come in at some point in time and just say, well, I disagree with this guy's ideology. He doesn't need to own a gun.
Well, you'd have to have some sort of authority doing it, right?
Okay, and do you trust the authorities? You just said you don't want
to. You know me.
That's
a loaded question. Speaking
exactly.
of a loaded gun.
So,
yeah, that's a loaded question.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't trust the people that are running the government no more than I trust my neighbor who's completely 100% anti-gun versus the neighbor who is such a gun freak that he spooks the crap out of me, too.
All right, so there's both sides. All right, good debate, Sean. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Mark in Santa Maria, you want to add to that?
Good morning, Doug. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the people who are out there doing these shootings, the majority of them are getting guns off the streets. It doesn't matter what kind of test.
That's how the guy in Milwaukee got it. I think you're right. So there is that, and there's always going to be that. I think that I don't know how these crooked police who get rid of the guns sometimes. There are, and people, oh my God, he's looking at what he's saying about the police. You know as well as I do there are crooked police who do this sort of thing. Come on, wake up. So
it's everywhere.
Yeah, it really is, and that's really the sad part of it. And there never seems to be a resolve for this. Carl is in Baxter, Minnesota. You in the service, Carl?
No, I'm not.
Have you been?
I have friends that have served.
Say again?
I have close friends that have served.
Okay, so you think that this sending videos of exotic dancers is a good idea or not?
I believe it's a bad idea, and I can tell you why.
Sure.
I think, you know, like, the countries that our troops are fighting in look at America, and, you know, they look at how we live our lives, and they think that a lot of it is morally reprehensible.
Right.
And I think that sending these videos overseas is only going to add fuel to that fire.
All right, so let's say we agree. Does that mean that we have to go by their standards because our servicemen are in their country? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm not suggesting that we necessarily agree with their viewpoint, but I am saying that I think it's important we understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, but why?
And
so
they just sent.
They may. We may understand where they're coming from, but in the privacy of a room where nobody is exposed to this other than people
who
want to.
How would they know?
Yeah. How would they know?
I don't know if they're going to know our troops exactly are viewing these things, but, you know, they know that we're sending these images overseas and they're coming into their country. And I think that really reflects poorly on our troops and on our country in their viewpoint.
Okay.
And, you know, for no other reason than how we're viewed, I would say that we shouldn't support it.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. More comments in a moment or two. We're asking whether or not, in your opinion, these dancers that are sending videos of themselves to the troops is a problem for the troops.
What if they're wearing red, white, and blue? Doesn't that count for something?
It might. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Maybe it's a good thing for us to put up on our Facebook or our Twitter page, Jen. I think it's a good question to pursue. If you are speaking of the men and women who are in the service to our country, the Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of folks that have been in the service with programs after they get out because the government does such a horrible job. I love listening to these two clowns last night talking about the government and how they take care of those who are in the military and yada, yada. I just am so tired of politicians using men and women in uniform as backdrops for their campaign, especially when they're so full of baloney. You look around, there wouldn't be a need for the Purple Heart Foundation if the government did what they are supposed to do and ought to do to take care of these people who have been in service. They're just all lip service and all bunk. Anyway, the Purple Heart Service Foundation is not all bunk. They are all fact and all work, and they have helped so many people. Wouldn't you like to help them? Because they depend on donations to do the work that they're doing. They process veterans' claims. They have educational opportunities they explain to men and women who have been in the service. Medical care, identifying and helping homeless veterans as well. So, you may have a car, you may have a boat, you may have something worthwhile to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, or you may just want to donate some cash. Do that. It's 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, call 877-743-1631. Again, 877-743-1631.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. Doug Stephan with Jennifer and Roberta. And Fred joins us in Georgia with a comment on these videos of some of the exotic dancers that are sending them over to the men. I wonder about the women. The women see Chippendales or something?
Is the Chippendales what I want to know.
Yeah. What about that?
Equal viewing opportunities. Mm-hmm.
Some people think it's immoral. What do you think, Fred?
Well, personally, I'm prior military. But I think it should be left up to the individual if they want it or not. It's the problem is it too many people are trying to make too many decisions for other people.
Right, a great point. Yeah, there is just too much of that in our country. Government involving themselves in stuff, or these watchdog groups trying to tell you what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think. It's this is a personal situation, and there are a lot of dissenting opinions, and that's cool. But I think it's okay, frankly. Thank you, Fred.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Moments here on Good Day. We'll have some movie news from Chuck Curry, a movie contest, and then there's always movie music. This is Good Times by NXS from the movie The Lost Boys, Halloween 1987. I didn't think Jennifer NXS had been around that long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
When did they first
Until Michael
into?
Hutchins hung himself.
Yeah, that was in the 90s. I mean, that was years ago already.
Now. They were around from the 80, 81 to 90-ish.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. That's how we get started. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have a contest that goes back to 2007, featuring Richie's favorite actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. All right. He's been very prolific in a lot of movies. This one, no exception. So let's see how well Richie pays attention. Not that he's going to win a prize. He's got to keep his mouth shut. But if you'd like to win a prize, you should open your mouth after you dial 800-510-8255 to identify this movie.
You're saying there's no such thing as ghosts.
I'm saying I've never seen one. Nothing would make me happier than to experience a paranormal event.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Got it, Chugger?
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Got the answer? Call us now. You'll win this swell prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments. Next clue.
Listen, I stayed at the Bixby House. I brushed my teeth right next to the tub where Sir David Smith drowned his whole family. And I stopped being afraid of vampires when I was 12.
Uh-huh. So, all right, last clip. We haven't got it yet.
Hotel rooms are a naturally creepy place.
All right. Got it? 800-510-8255. A little pregnant pause.
Chuck.
I have not seen this movie.
Name me a more well-rounded actor in the past 20 years than this guy.
Well, he's done a lot. He's good. What is he? I think he's our age. Or 46,
he's 2 years younger than I am. He's like 45 or something like that.
All right, so that movie was 2007, if that helps you. 800-510-8255. All right, Chuck, we got a lot of time for some movie news, and I wonder where you have gone with some of the things. You always like to do television stuff. I was just looking at, actually, a list of movies that came out on this date in 1998. One of them was Pleasantville, with William H. Macy, Reese Witherspoon. Wasn't that kind of a
Toby
black
McGuire.
Kind of?
Yeah, it was shot in black and white. Yeah, it proved decent film.
And Barney Fife was in that. Don Knotts.
Yeah, Don Knotts also.
That's right, he was. Yeah.
Really? Was it any? I guess I remember seeing some pictures of it. I think for the movie, they created a community, didn't they? Just kind of build.
They did. Yeah, they did. Community?
Yeah.
So, I think it took place in the 1950s.
Yeah. So what was the point of the movie, though?
You want me to go over the whole plot scenario?
I'd be a wise actor.
You said I had a lot of time, now you're sucking the oxygen.
All right, go ahead.
So I was in TV news, Showtime's Dexter in season seven in terms of quality, as good as it's ever been. This show is one of my favorites. The movie news of interest, Paramount Pictures announcing it has greenlit a Paranormal Activity 5 for next October.
What a shock.
No shock there. These movies, as long as they make money, will keep going. This sort of surprised me. Nicolas Cage reportedly in negotiations to star in a moderately budgeted remake of Left Behind. That's the end of the world. Rapture. A series which starred Kirk Cameron in three films from 2000 to 2005. Nicolas Cage, I think, to me, is one of the most entertaining actors of all time. But for the last 5 years, he's just bounced around from one project to the next, taking the paycheck and not doing anything of real quality. And just an update here, there's been absolutely no movement on the long-planned movie version of 24, which would star Keith Sutherland. I think if it doesn't happen soon, like I told you 6 months ago, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
They wanted to do. They have to.
I hope it materializes in the next 6 months. Because if it doesn't, I just don't think it'll happen.
But
I want it to happen.
Yeah, I want it to happen too. Yeah. One of the things that is paramount is they have a script, but they got to be able to get Sutherland away from the TV show he's doing now, which isn't all that great anyway. I would think he'd like to kind of work it back.
But also, the longer it goes on, the less money the studio's going to want to pay, because they're going to feel like the fan interest will wane as time goes on, which is pretty accurate.
Do you think so?
I think a lot of fans, as it goes on, it'll become separated from the end of the show.
I think Chuck's right. If they don't do it in the next year, it's done.
Really?
Yep.
All right, well, let's keep our fingers crossed that it does get done. Yeah. Most Wanted opened in theaters in the state in 1997. An action thriller starring Keenan Ivory Wayans, John Voight, Jill Hennessy, Paul Sorvino, Eric Roberts, Robert Culp. I don't remember. Do you remember that movie?
It was a B movie, basically.
Oh, all right. So it's mostly on video. Yeah. All right, so nobody figured out what that movie was. Rich, you want to tell us?
1408, brother.
1408, John Cusack, starring
Samuel L. Jackson.
1408 from this week in 2007. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.